I got to talk about Aaron Judge because this guy, it's getting scary. It's getting scary how good Aaron Judge is. And obviously we got a scare the other day with Soto, who is his running mate right now. And the two of them are so important to this team. We know it, right? We know right now Volpe's struggling, and we're going to get in a second on maybe changing the lineup. But Volpe is struggling. Gleyber and LeMahieu are just hopefully coming out of it. Ben Rice actually looks pretty damn good and giving you some pretty good at-bats here at first base, which makes you really feel like I can live at first base with him, and then if Rizzo comes back on some level, and I'd rather go out and attack a third baseman. But, I mean, we know what the rest of this lineup is, and the fact that they still continue to pitch to Judge at all boggles my mind. Like, I have to admit, in the first inning, Soto gets on with a base hit, so there's one on and man on first. Walk him. Like, honestly, walk him. It's crazy to me that they throw him fastballs in the heart of the plate. Right now, he's not missing. And he hits one off the batter's eye. Like, you cannot pitch to the man. He is getting better. There is no doubt in my mind. He is better now than he's ever been. It's scary. Look at the numbers he put up in May. And in May, it was crazy, right? He had this terrible April. He puts up these ridiculous numbers in May, and he follows it up with an even better April. A better June. He's been unbelievable. He's hitting .316. He's hitting .316. He's got 31 home runs and 82 RBIs before July. I mean, the guy is an absolute beast in the middle of a lineup that is struggling woefully. Now, I know they've put up some runs here. They scored 7 the other night. He was responsible for 5 of them. They scored 16 in the one real just absolute, blowout game. And then, last night they scored some runs. He's accounted for the first two. But, and Gleyber Torres is come around here. But how could you do anything other than walk Aaron Judge? It makes absolutely no sense to me. I'm sorry. There is no circumstance right now. First inning, fifth inning, certainly late in the game. Why in the world? With Verdugo, I know he got robbed of a home run from Kiermaier, so maybe, he got two hits in the blowout game, robbed of a home run last night, maybe yesterday, he's starting to turn around. But, there is no one in this lineup that scares you outside of him and Soto. No one. And what he's doing right now is, this is like someone put up the stats. Mike Trout has won 3 MVPs. Prior to the last 2 years, because of Trout's injury history and what Judge has done, if you would have asked any baseball fan, who's the best player of this generation? It's Mike Trout. It's not even close. It's Mike Trout. What he has done through June are Mike Trout MVP numbers. These are Bryce Harper MVP numbers. And I joke, if the guy who was Bryce Harper's dad and was arguing with me about how great Bryce Harper is, and he's right there with Aaron Judge, you want to call me up and show me Bryce Harper's MVP numbers when he won the MVP. In fact, let's do it real quick. Bryce Harper, when he won the MVP in 2021. In 2021, Bryce Harper won the MVP. He hit .309. He had 35 home runs and drove in 84 runs. 35 and 84. He hit .309 and he had an OPS of 1.04. That's Judge's season right now. He's got 4 more home runs. He had 4 more home runs than Judge. He drove in 2 more runs than Judge has driven in already. Judge has a 6 points higher on his batting average, and his OPS is superior to Harper's. Like, no joke. Harper's 2021 MVP season has already been put up by Aaron Judge, and today is July 1st. That is insane. That is insane. This guy is on another level. It's crazy. We've never seen, I'm sorry, we have never seen anything. I don't care who it is. I don't really want to upset all the old timers here. I don't. I mean, he's Mickey Mantle. He is. He's Mickey Mantle. He's on another level. It's scary how good the dude is. I have never seen anything like this. I know I said he's the best player since Bonds, and I got a bunch of Yankee fan callers. Alex, what about Alex Rodriguez? What about Alex Rodriguez? You saw Alex Rodriguez in the Yankee uniform. You saw him play. We saw his whole career. Was he ever like this where you can't pitch to him? Was there ever a moment? I know the lineup was better when Alex Rodriguez played. That's even more impressive in some ways. But would you ever have dreamed of just walking Alex in every big spot? We saw him play. Great player, MVP player, twice over as a New York Yankee. He was nothing like this. Nothing. Pales in comparison. It's crazy.